This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A public memorial service for former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb is planned for August 31st. This is a correction. Earlier, we reported the wrong date for the service. It will be held at Wings Over the Rockies Museum in Denver on August 31st. It will also be live-streamed. Lamb spent nearly a decade as a state lawmaker before serving three terms as governor. He died late last month at age 85. A renewed push to rebuild and refurbish what was once a booming Black community in the Colorado Prairie recently got a boost of funding. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The National Park Service's African American Civil Rights Grant Program has awarded nearly $500,000 to the University of Northern Colorado to help preserve the town of Deerfield. The farming community of Black families flourished during World War I, but it was wiped out after the Dust Bowl and Great Depression, and families moved away. The Black American West Museum owns the few remaining structures and says Deerfield is an important part of migration in the West. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional delegation has asked the Biden administration to quickly approve a request for emergency federal aid to repair and clean up I-70. In a joint statement, all nine lawmakers say that I-70's prolonged closure will disrupt livelihoods and poses a threat to public safety. The highway has been closed since last month because damage caused by mudslides in Glenwood Canyon from last year's burn scars. This is CPR News and KRCC. Pueblo is at 95 degrees right now, a high of 101 today, lots of smoke in the area.